State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Teachers, you have our sympathy. The week of Halloween is a difficult time to keep kids focused on learning. And this week, many teachers told us there was one extra element making their students act a little crazy. The full moon. Seriously. A couple years ago, I was at Congress Elementary School in Grand Rapids. I spent a lot of time there, so I knew the principal, Bridget Cheney, and the teachers fairly well, I thought. So one day, it seemed things were a bit off in the building. The kids were just, let's say, squirrely. I was talking to Cheney about that, and she said one of the reasons kids were acting weird,
and third, because there's
a full moon was coming. I thought that was a joke. Then the third grade teacher, Renee Howard, came in.
Oh my gosh, today was just, and you know, it's full moon too.
I just told him that, and he thinks we're crazy.
I do.
I did think they were a little crazy.
Howard told me she used to think it was nuts to believe the moon could affect children's behavior. Then she became a teacher.
I just despise those, the day before, the day of, and the day after a full moon, because you could see it building wide.
And Cheney told me I could ask anyone in education. They'd tell me the same thing. So that's what I did. Last week, we asked teachers and principals to send a tweet to Michigan Radio and tell us whether the full moon affects their students. We got more than a dozen responses, nearly all of them the same. Yes, they said. Kids are different on full moon days.
One, two, and go.
One person who wrote to us is Kim Nagy, a music teacher at Highlands Middle School in Grand Rapids. I met her on Monday, the day before the full moon hit.
I charted today.
Yeah?
So I have a list.
She opened up a little planner, and she pointed to a box with a bunch of check marks.
The first section came in about three times louder than usual, and I had to stop class five times, which I would say is at least two times more than usual, because that's a really great class.
Nagy has been a public school teacher for 19 years. She says it took her about 1 year to be convinced there's a connection between the full moon and student behavior.
Does every teacher you know believe this, or are there people who push back? Are there teachers you know who don't believe it?
Everyone believes it. It's truth.
I've always just had this thought, and a lot of educators do, that kids just act different whenever it's a full moon.
Natalie Fakach leads the guidance counseling division of the Pearland Intermediate School District in Pearland, Texas. I called her up because she is one of the few people who has actually tried to study this moon question using statistical techniques. She wrote her PhD thesis on it. She checked data on disciplinary referrals at a single high school over a two-year period.
There were always at least an average of two or more referrals on full moon days than on the other, on either new moon, first quarter, or last quarter, but it's not statistically significant.
So, officially, no connection. Fakach was only able to find three other studies that even looked at this question. Counting hers, there are now four. Other studies have looked at connections between adult behavior and the moon, and the evidence doesn't really support the idea that there's any connection at all. But Fakach says the research on the full moon and student behavior, there's just not enough of it.
And so far, have you found anything that debunks the theory?
No.
So you still believe in it?
I still believe in it, yes.
And she is not alone. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.